at the end of the day, it's about believing in what we're doing. We have one goal, and it's to make Wild Style successful, and we're willing to do whatever it takes. Whatever that means. No sleep and doing all these crazy things till you're out of breath and you're almost about to throw up. Whatever. We're just there to support each other. And, like, we've had definitely a lot of breakdowns along the way, you know, because we're girls, so we're, like, more emotional.
What's up, Rebels? Welcome to Rebel Radio. This week's guest is Wild Style. You just heard Cassandra with her favorite quote from the girls. This is part two of a two-parter. If you go back to last week, we spoke to Richard Vision, their producer. And this week, we're going to talk to the group, Frankie and Sonja. They're singing like a neo freestyle sound, whatever that means. And, you know, kind of bringing in some classic house flavor, courtesy of Richard Vision. I wish I could say that we're helping you discover them, but, you know, they're already blowing up online. They have over 200,000 plays on SoundCloud, same on YouTube. They're playing radio shows all over the country, really starting to blow up. You should check for these girls. We're going to learn about what it takes to break as a new artist in today's era, and also what it's like working with a house music legend like Richard Vision. It's a short interview. It's only about 20 minutes. If you don't have the full hour today, don't worry about it. But we are going to play you some of their music, so you can check that out if you haven't heard it. Let's get into the interview right now. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Wild Style.
They're so fun.
Nice to meet you.
So introduce yourselves for us.
Okay, so I'm Sonja.
I'm Frankie.
And we're Wild Style.
Hey.
Nice. So, we've just heard from Richard kind of his side of how he sees you guys coming together. I'm curious, first of all, how'd you connect with Richard?
Well, it was a little random because I had just moved to LA. I'm from Puerto Rico. I had just moved to LA, and like 2 weeks into being here, I was at a Red One showcase for another artist on Interscope. That was like the first like LA activity that I was doing. You know, like pursuing the dream of moving to LA, like I want to do music, and I was a professional dancer. I'm like, oh my God, gonna dance with all these big artists, cool activity that I'm gonna do. So then randomly, Richard spotted me because of my afro, and it was like one of those like weird experiences where it's like, hi, I'm a producer. Do you sing?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine, I was like super, like, this is sketchy. I didn't know if he was legit. Like, right. I didn't grow up in the U.S., so, like, I didn't know anything about, like, the history of, like, DJs on the radio, nothing, like, completely clueless.
Yeah.
So then I Google him, like, oh, my God, like, all these records that I've been listening to, like, it was legit, right?
Right.
So I end up, like, fast forward, I end up at the studio listening to Take Me Home. And it's funny because during Richard's interview, he mentioned something that was like, it stood out to me because he said, like, basically when he was producing Take Me Home, it was like, this could either like be awesome and in the future, or people could hear it and not get it at all. That's exactly what he told me. So imagine it's like, hi, I'm a producer, and
right,
I have this record which you might love, but you might also hate it, but it's all right. Still come to the studio, listen to it. So I'm like, all right. So I go there. I listen to it. I flipped out because in Puerto Rico, I grew up listening to freestyle music. Like, my dad listened to it a lot. I grew up dancing around the breakdancing movement, poppers, lockers. Like, I listened to that music kind of not knowing it was freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then after meeting Richard, putting everything into perspective, I'm like, this is amazing. Like, I flipped out. And then I said, how do you feel about doing this as a duo instead of a 1-0. And then I said, like, salt and pepper style. And he's like, I gotta hear it. So I'm like, I got the perfect girl.
So you guys knew each other already?
Yeah.
Yeah, we met like really randomly.
Yeah.
Through my dancing travels to LA, like we just met through mutual friends.
Nice.
And another funny thing of what he said, which like is kind of awesome, is that so we've known each other, right? But we never really sang together. Mm-hmm. Never really danced together. It's kind of like hanging out together, know that we get along and know that we sing and we dance, so this might work out. And then we start like meshing together. It's like all that matters, like, you know, we get along. However hard like the journey may be or whatever, who cares? We're just gonna like dedicate. And like Frankie's a super strong singer, so like she helped me with that.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And then, you know, I come from dancing, so we kind of complement each other very well.
Yeah.
And she's taught me a lot about dance, and you know what they've done and what our team has done so well is they train us like athletes. So like what Richard was saying about, you know, that first show, just not being able to breathe and really mm-hmm. not understanding how I was going to do it. And I was like, well, why can't I have to hit this note. Let me just stand here and sing for a while. And right. It's like, no, it's about the show. It's about the full experience.
Yeah.
And just rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing. I mean, a solid year, just really.
Boot camp.
It's taken so much, but I've learned so much, and there's still so much more to learn. And as, you know, my dancing has grown, her singing has grown, and mm-hmm. now it's no longer a singer and a dancer. It's Wild Style. It's a collective, and it's a show. It's our show.
Mm-hmm.
Why Wild Style?
Frankie.
Well, originally we wanted to call the genre of music Wild Style.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, no, that's
that's
it.
Our name.
That's
us.
That's what we are.
Because, you
people
know.
People go, oh, she's wild, she's style.
Yeah, there's like this other side to it. Because at the end of the day, like, we heard the name, and Rich is the one that was like, I want to call the music Wild Style, mm-hmm. you know? And then we're like, no, wait, that's too good. We're wild, we're style. That's like, basically, we felt like it describes us, and then other people play on it, and then they're like, oh, wait, you're wild, and you're style, and we're like, well, basically, we're kind of each a little bit
I'm
of
like,
both.
What do you mean by that?
If you truly get to know us.
Who have you spoken to?
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, I think you guys are talking about something that, you know, the chemistry between you, and, you know, it's really hard to be in any relationship, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've seen, you know, plenty of groups that, you know, I think what you're saying is you have to really be able to rely on each other.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes those, you know, stuff gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And especially as you go on in your career and, you know, you find some of the peaks and valleys. You know, so I'm curious at this stage, how do you guys, you know, how do you draw strength from each other?
I got very lucky with Sanja, because we were friends and everything like that. There's no ego there. Mm-hmm. And I think we appreciate and love the differences within one another. And I think that at the end of the day, it's just about Wild Style and being honestly just the best women we can be, the best girls we could be, the best people we could be. And I think that's there's just no ego here, you know, in anything that we
yeah.
do.
That'll
yeah.
change. You get a couple hits under your belt.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but we really, like, at the end of the day, it's about believing in what we're doing. Like, we yeah. have one goal, and it's to make Wild Style successful. Mm-hmm. And we both know from the beginning we're willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen, mm-hmm. whether that means, like, no sleep and doing right. all these crazy things until you're out of breath and you're like almost about to throw up, whatever. We're just there to support each other. Yeah. And like, we've had definitely a lot of breakdowns along the way, you know, because we're girls, so like, we're more emotional.
You know
and,
what
like,
you mean.
I'm sure Richard's like, you know, in the early 20s coming up was more fun. Like, to us, it's like, sometimes you have this whole other stuff
and
happening
you're
to you
so
in your
tired,
life.
You know?
Yeah,
sometimes
and then
you're
yeah,
so tired. And
you're exhausted
like, no,
on top
I don't
of
wanna
that.
Do a club show at, you know, midnight.
I just want to sleep.
We have rehearsal at 8 a.m. tomorrow, bro. Like, what are you doing? And then it's just, but then you get on stage, and some cool stuff has been happening now where, I mean, like yesterday, I'm at my friend's at a barbecue, and I meet this cool, you know, guy, and he's talking to me, and he's, you know, oh, girl, you're so cool. It's become Instagram friends. And he goes, oh, and he starts breaking down. Your Wild Style knew the whole song, knew the video. Like, that stuff is starting to happen. So to finally see the impact that we're making, it makes it feels like what we're doing is going to mean worthwhile, yeah. It's worthwhile. And to mm-hmm. see that, and see the kids at the Power 106 tour that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I looked in the audience the other night. They all were, they knew the words. Like, what? Oh, yeah. We're really doing this? Yeah. I get it now.
Because in the beginning, that was one of the challenges we knew we would face was, and it's kind of, Richard talks about this a lot, especially when we go in front of like labels. They ask like, so how do we break this? And it's like, well, at the beginning, we overthought it. It's like, oh, are people going to sit down and go, is this freestyle music? Oh my God, this is old school, blah, blah. At the end of the day, the kids don't care. The people of our generation, they go, they look cute, they're cool, and this mm-hmm. music makes me feel real good. Right. And then in our show, like, we interact with people. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how LMFAO used to go into the club, and they're just like, get everybody hyped up. That's kind of one of the things. We're all about fun and like expressing ourselves and our personality no matter what. Fun. So we go and we interact with these kids, and like, they start like breaking, like going crazy.
I get a little unruly at the shows, especially at the Power 106.
What happens?
I mean, I don't know. I think I have like 8 boyfriends from different high schools all over Los Angeles at this point. I just like, I love to be in the crowd. Like,
I
love
to chase
stage
her.
Dive, and I run in the crowd, and I just, because you want to touch all of them when they're just so, no, oh my gosh, not like that. Like, oh my gosh. Let's cut that one.
That's our quote.
No, but you just want to be like a part of it, because you're it's just the vibe. You're feeling it. You're all moving together. You're all dancing together. It's just so.
Yeah, it's the cool. experience.
Yeah, it's about the experience.
Yeah, we heard that from Garth Trinidad saying that there's no more of this genre. Like, people are just kind of like, want to hear good music. Like, it doesn't matter. They're not picking
right.
a side or, you know.
Either
genre.
You like it or you don't. Either that's your, you know, that's, you want to dance like that day, or you don't. It's yeah. just, you know.
Well, so let's follow that a little bit, because, you know, we've had a lot of guys on this show. One of the themes is that being a musician is a good way to meet girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a couple guys have just said, basically, they just do this for the girls. Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
So coming from the other side, like, how does this, you know, affect your personal life?
Well, I don't really, nothing. I mean, I'm just, I don't know. Nothing.
I think we're both kind of, we focused. Have a, yeah, we're super focused. And we kind of bring a different background, like, from our personal lives. But at the end of the day, like, we're definitely, like I said, we're focused on, we're trying to achieve one thing, mm-hmm. and it's not, like, meeting guys.
I mean, I'm still trying to date Drake, so he's available, I'm available.
Okay.
I mean, Ruby Rose, too, listen, hey, at this point, we love her. We're huge awesome. Fans.
Nice. Well, Ruby listens to the show, so we'll
Hey!
So what is well, I think we've talked a lot about Richard's influence on you guys. What have you taught him?
He knows all about
patience.
Okay.
How to deal with that time of the month.
That's big.
Yeah, I think like patience and communication.
He knows more about women's shorts at this point than I think any guy.
I think okay. he's learned about a lot about female fashion.
Okay.
And what makes girls feel more confident with themselves.
I so think what about just the, girls the, in the age difference, right? And, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, Richard's seen a lot of these cycles come and go, right? And I think he brings that... that perspective, right? And you guys, though, are young, and you're probably, I would guess, very aware of just what's happening right now, right? And how does that affect your partnership with him?
Well, I think it's a symbiotic relationship. I think, and Richard's very aware too.
I'm gonna need to go look that up.
I was like,
maybe
can we,
it's
can
wrong.
We get a dictionary?
Siri.
I can't what? Spell though. I can't spell, and I don't even know if I know how to read anymore, but okay. I can pull some good words out of my, you know, right. bank every once in a while. No, but I think that he's very aware of what's going on now, and just growing up, you know, Sanj was in Puerto Rico listening to freestyle. My dad was a musician, constantly, you know, exposing me to all that kind of music. So I think, and musically, it works really well, because, you know, Richard can come at me and say, oh, you know, when we're writing, it's like, yeah, but this lyric sounds a little bit fresher or newer, or hey, this beat, this old school beat, it, you know, I think right? You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I think he's been a big influence for us, just bringing that side, that just voice and all the knowledge that he has from all the experiences that he's had before. Like, there's been things that have happened to us, and he's like, "Let me tell you a story," mm-hmm. and then he tells us, and we're like, "Oh," and then we're like, "Let's not do that."
Nice. Can you give us one of those?
Okay, so one of the ones that I like is from when he was about to get signed, yeah. and like how he almost like. So basically, when when they were about to get signed, was it to Arista?
Yeah, Arista with Clyde Davis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Richard didn't know who Clyde Davis was. He didn't know why they needed to get signed to a record label.
Sure.
So he came and like he used to have this like attitude.
Apparently.
So he was like, "I don't want to perform. Like, why? Oh, and we don't have a stage." And like he right. tells us how he had this whole attitude that basically almost it didn't get them signed because of it. And that when they performed for all of these big people, he didn't perform. He just stood on the side kind of like with his arms crossed, like, "Whatever, I don't think we need to do this. We're better than this." Mm-hmm. And then they ended up getting signed, all worked out. But just like the whole approach, like, mm-hmm. you know, you never know who's who, and sure. you kind of right. just got to be open to making sure that every moment counts. And like, this is something our choreographers tell us all the time.
Every show.
It's every
like when
moment
he tells
counts.
Us when Richard went years ago at this club, and it was like 9 o'clock, and Lady Gaga goes on, and there's like 20 people there, and he's mm-hmm. like, "But she did it like she was at Madison Square Garden." And it's mm-hmm. those type of performers that it means so much, so they put everything in it. Who knows who was there that night and saw her and said, "Oh, I'm going to, let me take her, right. let me introduce her to this." You never know.
Yeah. And it's good to have those reminders all the time because, mm-hmm. you know, you can get caught up on all the stuff that you're going through outside mm-hmm. of the music. And then when you come into the studio or the rehearsal studio, you're just kind of like uber focused and trying to put your best no matter how exhausted you are or whatever. And then after, like, let's say there's a show at night. So, you know, at that point, at the end of the day, after you do 3 or 4 things, you kind of do need a reminder, like, "Listen, this is worth it. Every moment counts." Who knows who's out there looking at you?
Right.
They could either be a fan, or they could potentially like want to like sign you, or, you know, offer you a different tour or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to us that we're always like super motivated and ready to go.
Sure. Awesome. And then you have the added, like, somebody's probably filming or.
Yeah.
Like, now you can't do anything. Like, you say one bad, like, they can edit it and, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, that's what I'd say. You know, we didn't have the internet back then to look up Clive Davis.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you kind of either knew who that was. You know, I remember I had a meeting years ago with Freddie DeMann. And I knew he had been Michael Jackson's manager, right. but that's really all I knew. And, you know, and then I walked into his office. It was like a palace. And I just had, I was like, "Whoa, okay. I guess I'm somewhere important."
Right.
You know, but now everything is accessible. And obviously, you know, if you guys have a bad day,
right,
potentially all your fans could see that and, you know, right. learn about it. And
I try not
whatever.
To be an asshole most of the time, but, you know.
That's an important, that's lesson number 6. Try not to be an asshole. You won't always succeed.
You won't always succeed, but.
Well, so, you know, when you think about, we were talking earlier about the ups and downs, and, you know, for a lot of people, you know, I think what's, one of the things that's different about Richard is that he never gave up, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of guys, you know, have that hit, and then they hit the valley, and then, you know, then they're working at Ralph's. They didn't buy a house.
Right.
Right? So then they're working at Ralph's, and that was it for them. And, you know, music is a popular career for people in their 20s, and, you know, less so as they go on. So knowing that, like, what's going to get you guys through those tough times?
Each other.
And I think everybody, it's okay, what do you want to be? Do you want to be an artist? Do you want to be a celebrity? What do you want to be?
Yeah.
And I think it's the people that truly love what they do and believe in what they do. Not everybody might get it, but there will be people that do, and that's why it will last, because we don't want to just release a couple records, you know, get, you know, do some cool stuff for a couple years and then that's it. We're in it for the long run, and we want to change, and we want to expand, and we want to do, there's so much that we want to do. And I think honestly I could never be doing anything else. I mean, I'm not really good at anything else. Like I said about the whole reading thing, but no, but I wouldn't be able to survive, yeah. if I wasn't performing.
Yeah.
It's It's yeah. how it is.
Yeah, I think we're both doing this because we really believe in it. It's our passion. You know, it's yeah. like the one thing that above everything else is it makes us the happiest. So when we're in that music world or like the entertainment, there's always something you can learn or, you know, a new skill you can acquire from all the people that you're around. So being around Richard, like, all right, let's say we're in that valley. I want to be a DJ. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make him teach me.
And great. Yeah. I'm working at Ralph's. Guess what? I'm going to be performing at Ralph's then. You know what I mean?
Set like, up the DJ booth.
Will never stop.
Right. In Ralph's. I think we'll figure it out.
Aisle number 7 is going to be popping. You have no idea.
Buy one, get one.
Nice.
Cause the boys from the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said
So what would feel like selling out?
Never gotten asked that before. Interesting. Yeah, I think like for me, specifically before Wild Style, before I heard Take Me Home, I always knew that I didn't want to do something that was like everything else. Mm-hmm. Like I had been in other girl groups and tried to be a solo artist, and I just it didn't feel right. It felt like I'm just trying to be the next Beyonce or Rihanna or whatever. So to me personally, like selling out would be settling for doing something like somebody else is doing it versus something that's unique to this, like this yeah. project.
That's great.
I think there's a danger sometimes that you hear about, you know, with record labels when you're like, great, we love everything about you. We're just going to change it all though, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think I you know, I can strongly say this about her and I, we love the vibe, we love everything that we've all created with our team, and that we won't be able to negotiate about who we are and what yeah. we stand for, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I see you guys yeah. working this out.
So, like, no. I will never have her straighten her hair. And I will always
try and get a
perm.
We have talked about maybe one day she wears an afro and I'll wear straight hair.
That's cool.
Nobody
will
know.
I think it'll look fantastic.
No, but like with Wild Style, really, like at the end of the day, if you really get to know us and like, let's say, come to rehearsals or just see like behind the scenes, this is it. Like, it's not a show. It's not put together. It's yeah. staying true to ourselves. And I think selling out would be not staying true to ourselves and trying to pretend we're something else, yeah. which is like other artists have gone through that. Like you said, like Pink went through that. She was like literally that. And as soon as she broke out and stayed true to herself, she was super successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Pink. Everybody loves Pink, right? Yeah, I don't think there's awesome. Anybody that's she's like, badass. Oh, she sucks. Yeah, she's a badass. She's awesome.
She's definitely badass. So one of the things I like about Take Me Home is that it's, you know, kind of what you're saying. It feels very familiar, right? It definitely feels different than what else you're going to hear in new music. But, you know, there's certain points that refer back to even specific songs, right? So you hear a little bit of Kathy Dennis. Mm-hmm. You hear some, you know, maybe some Exposé. You know, how much are you guys thinking about that? Are you just in the moment when you're doing it, or are you like how much of it is about that sort of genre?
Yeah. So, I really think it's like 50-50 because okay. it goes 360. Like from the moment Richard starts producing the records, which like with our album, we have a lot of freestyle, we have R&B, we have Miami bass, we have funk. So it is like a throwback project in general.
We do our homework. We know, you know, you do the homework when you're writing the song, when you're developing the song, and then it just becomes innately a part of you.
When you write the lyrics, you're thinking about
right.
what lyrics were or what melodies were like super catchy and influential back then, and then you naturally kind of bring what's now because you're living now. Mm-hmm. So just when you think old school and you combine your current you know, inspiration, it just comes out like a good balance. And then going into like when we create the moves for our our show, like we go just us two and we're like, what were cool moves? Like, because I used to watch a lot of videos like back then. I actually learned how to dance from watching videos. I didn't go to a dance studio. I locked myself in my room, played my favorite videos with dancers, and now like rewind the VCR until the VCR. It would break.
What
VCR in Puerto Rico.
Which video stands out to you?
Okay, so like a lot of Missy Elliott, because like when I was growing up, Missy Elliott was like, she had the sickest videos. Like with pop, Britney had sick dance videos. And then Pink back then, she was like a dancer pop artist. So just like, even like No Doubt had like cool dance movement stuff. So I would just try to like move like them, like the Black Eyed Peas. I would just try to move like them. So like now, when we're like doing the moves in the studio, we just kind of go like, all right, what's cool now? And like, what are parts that make you feel old school? And the moves just come out old school. And it's the combination. It's like the perfect, balance, like for the project.
Nice.
What she said.
All right. Well, let's promote a little bit. Where can we find you guys online?
It's your time to shine, baby girl.
Yeah, girl. Well, our music video is out for Take Me Home. It's super cool. It's a throwback video, too. There's a little bit of Patrick Nagel inspiration because we turned to cartoons. So you guys can find that on YouTube. We Are Wildstyle is our YouTube channel. And then our Instagram, Twitter, it's website. We Are Wildstyle. The website, We Are Wildstyle.
WeAreWildstyle.com. Remember that repetition thing we were talking about? Got it. We Are Wildstyle.
Nice. Well, thanks for being here and come back.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime you guys want to promote something.
Yeah.
We'll be watching you.
Yeah.
No, we'll be watching you.
Awesome. All right, that was Wild Style on Rebel Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to hit us up online on Twitter at Rebel Radio or rebelradio.net or SoundCloud/rebel_radio. You can find Wild Style online at We Are Wild Style. And make sure you come back next week with a special treat.